If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
Mike Eppen got a text message here. Hey, can you tell me the name of the plumber that we used to build our home? I have no idea who the guy is because our builder hired him. But whoever he did a everything that he screwed up.
I don't like
up.
Bashing the competition. I don't know his name, so I'm not really bashing him or his company.
He did a horrible job.
That's the worst new construction plumbing I've ever seen, especially on a home of that quality and what it costs you in a lease to build that. I just can't fathom what they did.
Well, I can because I'm replacing everything that they did, and you're welcome because he's going to be retiring like 7 years early. What are we talking about?
All right, well, first things, I need to let the listeners know that I have a driver because of a medical condition. It's not because I have that much money, so I got to clear that up. I don't want the listeners thinking I'm rolling large like anyone else that might be here at the panel today.
Mm-hmm. Is that what you
I'm
call?
I'm definitely not.
Wait, is that what you call what he does? Is driving? It's kind of like bumper cars on the way home, isn't it? He's got
it's similar. We got caught in the same traffic that you did coming in,
yeah.
He's mildly aggressive behind the wheel.
There you go.
Seemed to be on
driving
time, though.
Mr. Epping.
What are we talking about?
All right. I want to go back to gas leaks. Everyone's seen nationally, even locally, that there's been a lot of natural gas explosions in buildings and things like that. So I'm not here to scare anyone about that. I'm not using that, but I thought it was a good opportunity to bring this up. Because the problem when somebody smells gas, they do the right thing. They call Nicor Gas or they call People's Gas. And then they come out, they verify there's a leak, and then generally what they'll do is just shut your whole house down immediately. People's Gas actually requires a pressure test of the whole system. So to pressure test the whole system, that becomes very expensive. When these gas companies come out and they find these leaks and turn your gas off, they're not there to fix the leak. They're just there to say, okay, yeah, you have a gas leak. You know, you need to hire a plumber or somebody else to come out and fix this leak. So what we're going to do is we're going to offer, we did this a couple years ago, it went over very well, we're going to do a $99 gas inspection. You would be shocked how many people actually have gas leaks in their home that they're unaware of. As a plumber, you know, Kevin and I walk into a home or Rob's people with HVAC, you know, or the guys that are doing fireplace, gas lines, things like that. You walk into a house, you know it immediately. You can't believe that somebody couldn't smell that.
Yep.
So for $99, we're going to come out. And we're going to check your entire house. And what does that do for you? Well, it avoids the emergency situation. Obviously, it's a little easier now because of weather. You're not dealing with your furnace anymore. But you're losing hot water. You're losing a stove. And now all of a sudden, you've got an emergency and you're paying emergency, you know, charges to do so. So I don't know if you remember this. A couple of years ago, we did this, you know, $99 gas inspection.
Yeah, when you first started on the show.
Yeah. And you had a caller call in that actually paid for her mother to have one.
Mm-hmm.
And we went out and found like 7 gas leaks.
Hello.
And you naturally went with, you know, save your life or save the house. Not necessarily. And again, I'm not trying to scare people into doing something like this. But why not get ahead of it and do it preventably and find that leak? Not only could it save you some money on your natural gas costs, but you've got the peace of mind that you don't have a leak in your home. And you're not going to be in a situation where if you actually do smell gas and it becomes an emergency, you're going to be taken advantage of.
312-981-7200, MegaPro's call, text, and photo line if you have a question or comment for any of our experts. Her mother did not smell any?
Nope. Her daughter had said that, you know, when she would go there that she smelt a gas leak or thought she smelt a gas leak, and the mom, you know, didn't.
Probably got used to it, huh?
Yeah. Some people just don't have the nose for it. I mean, we're trained. We do it. We can walk into a house. You know, we've got very expensive equipment for testing for gas leaks. And the nice thing is that when we're there, if you actually have something, we can replace it and fix whatever that is right then and there.
Yeah.
And you're never put in an emergency situation and you don't have natural gas.
We got a couple of texts coming in. What about installing an indoor or outdoor shutoff valve for the gas?
Yeah, we can absolutely do that. Do it all the time.
And the costs of repairing a gas leak is another text question we got in.
Yeah, well, your $99 is basically going to have the inspection done. Any other actual repairs would be quoted on site. Normally, we start at a service call, and then we add just parts and labor to that. What I generally want to do is if my plumber can diagnose exactly what it is, we'll just give you a flat rate price on site. We'll apply the $99 towards the total cost, and then we'll repair that for you. And I can guarantee you that our company is going to be cheaper than any other licensed plumbing contractor you call. I promise you that.
Yep. He'll be ready to fix it right there.
Exactly. Yeah,
guys got the pipes and the
equipment. Yep, we got everything on the truck. Mm. We're going to test it. We're going to diagnose the problem, locate it, and we've got everything on the truck to fix it right then and there.
So, yep. Jimmy, I have an outdoor grill with a direct tap into
of course
natural
gas.
Oh, yeah, of course. Well, you build a freaking house. You're like, what do you want? I want my own toilet down the basement for the shower that I break at least three times a year, and I want an inline gas line because I'm tired of the tanks, right? Why not? So I smelled gas. So I took a picture. I'm like, Mike, this doesn't look good. Mike's like, yeah, turn your, and there was a shutoff valve there.
Yeah, you had a valve, thank God.
So he's like, turn the valve off, step away from the machine. I'm like, okay, what happened? He's like, you have a hole in, the hose had a cut, okay? Because why?
It was installed improperly. So every time he moved the grill, it was kinking the hose, and it ended up splitting the hose.
So I go online. You know, Mr. Fix It over here.
Sure.
You know, no pun to Lou, but I'm just saying, Mr. Fix It Junior. And I buy a hose, and I got the wrench, and I got all these things, and I'm out
big
there.
Trouble.
Oh, big! I'm like, I can fix this. I'm just gonna unscrew this, screw that in, and I'm going. And I'm like, I get to a point, I start flipping words out there. My wife's like, what happened? I'm like, I can't get this thing. My wrist, my what are these? Knuckles are all bloody because I'm trying to get the
against the brick and everything else.
I'm fuming now. I got $150 into this hose, so I call Mike. I'm like, what's going on? He's like, for your neighbor's sake.
Yeah.
And west part of Northbrook's sake, right? We don't want to fire an explosion. Step away from the grill again, and I'll send a technician out.
Yeah, and the nice thing is we fixed it. We brought some hydrogen peroxide.
Yeah.
We even cleaned the blood off of the brick.
Wow.
From his knuckles.
Yeah.
Full service.
I hope you wore gloves on that
call. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Okay.
I had 7 Band-Aids on that Saturday. Still did the show. Bob Surratt would have been laid up for
I'm shocked he didn't end up in the neighbor's yard, you know, two blocks away because he blew himself up.
No, he stopped at the right time. He tried. And he is actually pretty handy. It's just, this was a tough repair. I know you don't believe me, James.
I don't believe it.
The guy's good.
I don't believe it.
He's got skills.
I can write checks.
Yeah.
I have skills. I just keep writing. Zell.
I'm quite certain the real
plumbing
man.
Go.
What's the real fix-it man, I'm quite certain, is not power washing his grill and turning the gas on and moving his grill and causing
operator
a kink.
Error.
All right. So in defense of Lou.
All right, Mr. Critical. Mr. I never do anything wrong. Okay. Mr. I'm perfect. Okay. I do things
wrong
so I could educate our listeners what not to do. Mr. I don't make any mistakes in my lifetime. I live in a bubble of Mr. Perfectness. Okay. You know how many other people power washed are thinking about power washing? It might be like, I got to get the green stuff off the grill. I just heard David Hochberg. You know how many lives I've just saved throughout the United States? Hundreds, if not thousands, if not tens of thousands. I'm doing a public service announcement here.
I just heard Mr. Fix-It Jr.
Jr.
And in defense of Lou and Mr. Fix-It and his reputation here in Chicago, I don't know that he wants you being the junior. That's all I'm saying.
Okay, well, you know what? I've got a pretty decent relationship with Lou. I don't have him as a sponsor of my company like big time over here. But okay, all right, whatever. That's fine. You want to give out your phone number? Yes, Michael.
Yeah, no, I did want to mention one more thing quickly. We are running a water heater special right now. 40-gallon atmospheric vent installed, hauling away the old one for $12.95. If you mention the name Kevin, it's a Kevin special. He deserves it after all these years. We're going to take 50 off of that. Okay. So it'll actually be $12.45 for a 40 and $13.45 if you mention Kevin for a 50-gallon atmospheric vent installed and hauled away the old one.
Either Kevin or I enjoy eating cake through my nose. Either one gets you the $50 discount.
Yeah, no, if they bring that up, I might even give them a little more discount.
Okay, there you go. Phone number for our listeners want to reach out.
It's 847-406-8883 or wgnplumber.com.